أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابيب سود ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف ألوانه كذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إن الله عزيز غفور صدق الله العظيم. Some few ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about opposites with regards to blindness and vision, darknesses and light, shade and heat. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about Allah Rabbul Izzat's Qudrat. Here also Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala speaks about different aspect once again, and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala shows us differences in Allah's makhluk, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. That do you not see that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends from the skies, and again we say this, the skies means from above, from the clouds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down water. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. And through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts from the ground different fruits of different colors. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that the same colorless water Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down, we will find different types of fruit of different colors. Some fruit we will find on one tree that will have different colors. Sometimes we will find that the outer of the fruit is a different color, the inside of the fruit is a different color. Now do we not see this great Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some have expressed that even here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions fruit, but if you look at the flowers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out of the ground, different colors, one flower itself may have different colors. And do we not see this great Qudrat, this great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing us difference in a different way. There Allah showed us opposites. Here Allah shows us in one creation there is so much of difference and variance, and Allah Rabbul Izzat in this way shows us and exposes to us Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِ بُسُودٌ. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the mountains, that if you look at the mountains you will find tracks of whiteness, you will find hues of redness, different types of red. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about them being pitch black. And Allah Rabbul Izzat in this way shows us that in one single makhluk, in one single creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you will find so much of differences in those colors. Forget, Allah is not even speaking about the quality. Allah is not even speaking about the taste in the fruit. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is just showing us what is so very apparent to the eye. But yet insan does not take heed, and insan cannot see this great Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ. Allah goes one step further and He says, from mankind, from humankind, from animals, from the cattle that graze, the grazing animals, we will find again difference in colors. And كَذَلِكَ, all this is similar in the sense that you will find these differences that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created, these variances that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created, all of it you will see it so consistent, and although you find differences. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala really expounds and opens to us our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, to see, and Allah invites us to see this great Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Some few ayats ago Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst your duties you have one specific duty, that you will warn that person who has the awe of Allah Rabbul Izzat without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that awe then motivates the person to fulfill the ahkam and the rules of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala then speaks about who are these people, that and what are the potentials of these people. Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Certainly only those people have the awe of Allah Rabbul Izzat from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala makes one very important aspect very clear to us, that it is through knowledge that a person will recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, then the awe and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also enters the heart of an individual. That is why Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahumullah, when he used to speak about the ulama, then he used to say about the ulama that they are those people that in public and in private they have the khashiyat and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, there is no difference in their public lives and in their private lives. The second aspect of it is that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them to do, they also love it. And number three is, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, they also dislike, and it becomes detestable to them. So their tabiat, their mizaj, their actual the makeup and character and personality is all about what the likes and the dislikes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. And in this way he explains to us some very important aspects. Now for us to gain that kind of khashiyat, to have the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat in our public life and our private life, that all of us can do. To like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, obviously we need to know what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves, and we also love that, and Allah loves Allah's total obedience. So we all know very basic, simple obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves us to perform salat, so we should have that love of performing salat. Allah loves us to give out our charities, so that love of giving out charities should come in our heart. Allah loves us to make tilawat of the Quran, so the love of the tilawat of the Quran should come in our hearts. Whatever Allah ta'ala dislikes, we should also be disliking. Allah dislikes that we commit sin and break the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So each and every sin should be detestable to us. And in this way we can also earn this very, very great quality of the heart of khashiyat and the awe of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allah azizun ghafoor. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aziz. Allah is almighty. Ghafoor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.